All right.
That was a whole lot of stuff happening.
Been out there chilling, huh?
Yes, you can. Yeah. Huh?
Hey, ma'am.
Elvis.
A wiggling boy.
So Ocean had us watch Elvis, man. I enjoyed Elvis. I enjoyed the story. I learned shit about him. I didn't know. I had Elvis painted in his negative, nasty light based on all the shit y'all told me about him. And then when I watched this, I was just like,
this is a third of the way true, then we're so wrong about
it. I was just like, nah, he get a pass,
they
bro.
Got a lot of it right. They got a lot of it right.
Yeah, I was just like, nah, nigga get a pass, bro. I ain't say nigga and this. Hey, man, look, bro, if you, like, he cared more about that gospel music than a lot of black kids. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, look, bro, y'all seeing black people with guitars. This white boy went and picked up one. He in the projects with y'all hanging out. You know,
going to church.
Because they painted him like he was just trying to erase black people, but white people tried to erase what black people did.
Right.
They
exactly.
Never did that. By putting
exactly.
him as the face of something he never claimed
exactly.
to be the face of.
Right.
And
exactly.
it was just like, I thought
him.
He was this arrogant ass, so I'm the king of rock. Fuck these niggas. That ain't him at all. This motherfucker was, you know, pretty torn individual. And then you find out, shout out to Tom Hanks, he showed out as, you know, the colonel, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker was a nasty.
Hey.
Nasty.
Cutthroat, bro.
It's my wiggling boy.
He's cutthroat.
So, take it away, Ocean. What are we starting with this, man?
Well, I think what we need to start at it off. It's my Elvis impression.
Whoa.
I sound a bravo.
Oh,
right. That's what you sound like.
Like you said, it gave me a different version, and I don't know if this is a correct version. I don't know. I wasn't there. And every other version that I've heard of him has been something the complete opposite of this. But I feel like this is something that you could easily validate. Did his dad go to jail for writing bad checks?
Yes.
Okay. Did the nigga grow up in the projects in Memphis?
Yes.
All right. Well, that's where that shit came from. Like, I was like, oh, what? I understand where Graceland is.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, oh, when they gave me those two tidbits right there,
nigga,
oh.
This nigga play with Young Dolph granddaddy, bro. I'm just
right, like thank you. Exactly.
like, bro.
Man is from the hood, bro.
And he loved those artists.
Mm-hmm.
You
I
have to.
Him and BB King with tight. Like,
me neither.
Exactly.
I remember. I remember
about that shit.
No,
I remember. No,
because
I
look up the pictures.
Yeah, because I
those
all
are
those
just
pictures,
recreations of real pictures.
All those pictures I have seen, and I just mm-hmm. it just never clicked in my mind. Like, oh, well, duh, they was down on Bill Street.
Broadcast all the shit that
mm-hmm.
the, like you say, the shit that you can actually quantify and go back and check it off. That shit was a movie.
I like how Buddy was like, what job? Like, bro, like, so I got to talk about, like, when he first came out there, and he was like, bro, I'm finna perform. So he got out there with the pink on, start rocking.
Right.
Down, you fairy.
Start right.
shaking them hips. Bro, them girls.
And- they fucking mind.
Bro, and they just start losing their mind. Like, they couldn't control their bodies, bro.
8-80,
right.
blind, crippled,
right.
or
they
crazy.
They wanted it.
They was...
Bro, and I'm...
They never seen it before. These are white women. They never... They don't even show ankles. They showing ankles and calves.
That modest, but...
Bro, no, at that time, bro, showing the calf was a big deal. Those dresses came down past your calves, bro.
But I mean, bro.
You had to sit, bro. They used to sit with their legs together, not cross, because when you cross them, your skirt comes up, bro. They was...
Because the skirt come up.
They was modest as fuck, bro. That man went on that stage, hit them with that right there, hit them with that Chuck Berry. They ain't never seen it before. They ain't have YouTube.
And
they didn't know. They didn't know that black people been doing that for
forever
since they started.
Yeah,
because I mean it's just natural. Like you playing a drum, like you finna get into
move.
I'll tell you, a drum. I'm sitting stroking the guitar, but
I mean you. Play the drums, you gonna
you
be
finna,
moving
you
too.
Finna beat it. But
I mean, even
they never saw it.
But yeah, cause people like I remember as a kid, like the tuba players, whenever they would like march, like they that's one thing they pick the tuba up. Nah, they pick it up and they just hump that mug like
yep.
Mm.
Yep, and it was always the tuba line and the drum line, and then it
worked its way down.
But ain't no, my point is, ain't no adult ever tried to cover my eyes whenever they did that shit. You know, the girls would go crazy, and I was just like, okay. Like,
that's what they do in the band.
Like, that's just a reaction that gets women going crazy. Yeah. So Elvis incorporating that shit, dancing, moving. I like how the one that dad, he conservative-ass motherfucker, like, what are y'all watching? Oh, no, this white boy dancing right. like some nigger. Like.
No, that's the governor.
Yep.
And they tried to put out a ban on him.
Right, like, bro, you ain't finna watch him. You ain't finna go see him in person.
Elvis was the original Uncle Luke.
Yep.
They tried to ban this man.
Don't play his music.
Like, you can't ban the snowman. You can't ban Elvis, man. Nope. From Wiggly.
Elvis was out here like, man, you know, put me in the black man. I look like a butler.
Right.
Like, nah, bro, I'm gonna get out here at that show. But they had to shut it down, bro. They had, like,
if he get up there and wiggle, we're going to shut it down.
Yo, what made the little nigga try to think he can get on the whites only side when Elvis ain't crazy?
I don't know, man.
That's how you know it's fucked up. That's how you know. You know you can get his ass whooped.
Right, I'm mad. At the back of the scene, all this shit, they rushing him to the car. I just see a billy club.
Right. Wow. Right.
Damn, bro.
They had to keep it accurate, bro.
Motherfucker went to Bell Street.
Accurate, like the slave that dressed up.
Right. That man went to Bell Street, boy. I was just tapping the black girls like, yo, what's up? Like, you know, I ain't,
bruh, he, hey,
I like how they did the Doja Cat little integration
now that was another thing I liked also. Whoever the guy was that did the soundtrack for this movie, that man trying to get into war,
the sound supervisor banging. For this movie showed out, like, it the way they fit the modern music in with it the at the time, where it was just the right time. I had 808 out of great nowhere artists, and I'm like
great actors that could sing, that had really great voices.
Yeah,
they showed out.
And
like,
I was not, I'm going to go ahead and say, bro, I had no interest in seeing the Elvis fucking movie.
I wanted to see it, but I just didn't want to go to the movie theater and see it. I had
no interest in it because I was like, man, fuck that cracker. That's how I felt.
I mean, but I had to say, like I said on the podcast, I was a fan of his music, and I knew that he respected black music to a certain degree, but then I also knew that he, you know, tried to hide that, but it wasn't him.
Now, full discretion,
even more,
I have not seen this movie in its entirety. I fell asleep.
Damn. Ocean.
I'm going to tell you where I fell asleep at, though. My wife said I only got about, like, 15 minutes to go.
Why the fuck do you do this, bro? Like, nigga on rap doing a movie review, and halfway through the movie review.
I didn't finish it.
First off, you're welcome.
Right, it's still a great movie, but...
First off, you're fucking welcome.
But...
Second off, I started the Elvis movie at 2:30 in the fucking morning, all right? The Elvis movie is 3 fucking hours, okay?
And it's 2.5 hours, and you didn't, out of the midst of, you told us on the pod 2 weeks in a row how we need to watch it. Just for you not to go home and finish watching it.
Well, I'm telling you, what the last part that I saw, or I can remember, is he's on the stage in Vegas, and he fired Colonel.
Oh, you had 30 minutes more movie.
You said that part is not accurate?
Yeah, it didn't happen that way.
I didn't think so either. I'm like, that would have been everywhere because they had...
Well, an altercation did happen with him on stage yelling at somebody, but their argument happened later.
And like I said, that's the last part I've seen. I'm just assuming after that he died, so...
I mean, they get the fat Elvis. I like when they got to the whole fat Elvis, the whole Vegas thing. Like, and you learn...
How buddy Colonel was...
Fucking them over.
Yeah.
Like, he really fucked them over.
You have unlimited debt.
50%, unlimited credit.
Bruh.
He was making 50%. And still making him pay for the fees of everything out of his half.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, bro, that's foul. Because he bought his contract. Because he went to RCA, signed the deal with RCA, took that money, and, you know, bought out of his contract with, like, the Sun Records.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? With that money, because, you know, if I'm Sun Records, I'm going to Ryan his ass straight to RCA.
Mm-hmm. Like, yo, get all that.
I'm going here, but they got their pay. And then the way he just tried to fuck Elvis over.
Sun Records was a good mom and pop records. Like, they just had all the black musicians. Elvis was the first artists they had hit black songs that broke nationally.
Made them a lot of money at that time.
They were doing country music, and they had black country and black blues artists, and they were like, well, we can't market them. We gotta have somebody. And Elvis popped up on the scene with that magical voice and appearance, and
My wiggling boy.
I mean, he straight up said, I'm going to do that song. And then you hear the song. He saw Lil Richard. That shit changed his whole fucking life.
And that was another thing. I like how Lil Richard is starting to get his recognition.
As a music.
In music. I just would have preferred Buddy from Get Up to reprise his role to be Lil Richard in this one. Because I just like the way he portrayed
it. Oh, yeah, the guy from Get On Up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just like his version.
That would have been dope if they, you know. I like when they consist. That's one thing I liked about the Tupac movie, how they got the guy to play Biggie all them years ago to come back and play him again. I like when you go back and you connect dots like that.
The universe a little bit. And what was another thing I liked about that movie? Oh, the fact that he actually really did like Shazam Jr. That he modeled himself after Shazam Jr.
That's the part I was just like, bro, I gotta talk about Macchio about that. He liked Shazam.
He wanted to be a superhero.
Yeah, and that was his whole thing, like the hair and the half cape. And I was like, I never noticed the half cape. I always thought he had a full cape. And then when they showed him in the movie, I was like, nope, this man is out there. Like Shazam?
Yeah, once he did the Vegas, the whole that shit is tragic because I didn't know that's where the story was going like that. He just got locked into
having the duties,
residencies, mm-hmm. like, and then you find out like he was making like, bro, that shit was like
pennies to him,
a million. It's but he should have been making $1 million a month mm-hmm. at the very least with that show.
After Elvis died, Colonel got sued by his estate because mm-hmm. he had stolen. Like either $7 or $8 more million dollars from them after that.
Yeah.
And all the stuff he was still tied up in it. They couldn't touch and he died.
Yeah, the Colonel blew his money. He blew his fortune in Vegas.
Gambled, mm-hmm. bro.
Gambled it away.
Yeah. Well, that and the fact that he was a damn
degenerate.
He was a hidden immigrant. That was the whole thing. He didn't want nobody to know that. He was like Dutch.
Oh.
Yeah, that was why we didn't want Elvis to go overseas. He's like, if you go, I ain't going with you. Because he didn't want his international identity to be known.
It.
That's why he was like, hell yeah, do all this other shit.
Yeah, they were like, we don't know about you before the service.
Because he got kicked out with a fake name.
Because there was a time, I was telling my other friends, like, bro, there's a time in America mm-hmm. you could literally murder somebody and just move 7 miles in either direction and just change your name and be fine.
Yeah, wear shades all the time.
They didn't have to wear shades, bro. They didn't have the internet.
Yeah, up until the 80s. Up until the 80s, bro. Like I say up until JFK. After JFK, like, I think that's when they took up bigger effort. And I like the fact that you get to see Elvis when Senator Kennedy's killed, when President Kennedy's killed, when MLK is killed.
MLK gets killed.
You know what I'm saying? And
How it affected him.
How he's just like, you know, I like how it was... He was like, white. I know y'all fucking with me on this level. I get this shit from, you know, black people. I try to get them they love when I can. And, you know, they didn't try him. Like, he wouldn't know, you know. I like how they didn't try to paint him out to be this super racist or paint him out to be, like, this white savior. I like how he was just fucking Elvis. He was just him.
And then, like I said, the things that he did were unprecedented, bro. He had the first multinational concert that was streamed, the first streaming concert.
Mm-hmm. Even the Colonel would have good ideas. He was just like, you know, even if he was a piece of shit and we'll let him do what he want, I feel like, damn, bro, I hate the fact that, you know, you're going to deny this man this international shit, but then at the same time you came to him, well, how about this? We're going to bring them to you.
Right, we're going to put you in the movie, so they got to come see you.
And he did his moves, but I think like the Jailhouse Rock movie was
I remember Jailhouse Rock. I've been watching that.
Mm-hmm. But he's not, you know.
And the one in Hawaii when he was singing on the surfboard and shit.
Yeah, they like, they want him to sing, bro. They was like, we don't want you to act like this nigga wanted to be James Dean. It was just like, bro, you Elvis. Like, people just want to see you sing, bro. That was
about that. When he met Priscilla, that's not accurate, but I think they had to do that because.
Does it look a little pedophilish?
Yeah, she was absolutely. 14. She was 14.
Yeah, she was.
So they just. For the sake of the movie, they were like, oh, no, they were closer to the same age, and they got this older actress to play her.
Like, but nah, because he was like, he married, like, she was a teen. I know that for a fact.
He was 24, she was 14 when they met.
Yeah.
Straight 10-year difference.
And out of all them girls, that's the one that got his heart. He was still kissing them hoes in the mouth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like I said, this movie wasn't an Elvis movie. It was a superstar archetype movie. It just happened to have
Elvis
filter on it. Because it was more so about what it meant to be Elvis and what Elvis had to do and live through, and what he was supposed to stand for, how he felt about that, and what it meant to be a superstar. It was more so things that he had to go through.
Rocket Man, Elvis, Bohemian Rhapsody, rank them.
Bohemian Rhapsody, Elvis, Rocket Man.
What's your 3-2-1?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's your three?
Rocket Man.
Okay.
I didn't finish Rocket Man. I couldn't. It was too whimsical and musical for me. Like, it just started off weird as fuck, and then
that's
it just
Elton John.
That was a good one though. That nigga killed that shit.
I gotta finish that. Maybe I need to.
I can't even rank them. They all tied.
I can see that.
So damn, Elvis is in good company then.
Yeah, because it was a good movie. Like I said, it was more of a character study than it was an Elvis.
I like
Mary, but it was just sprinkled in there.
I like the fact that with all three of those movies, I knew the same amount about them collectively. Elton John had the slight edge because they sampled him in hip hop. But outside of that, outside of Benny and the Jets, I ain't know shit about Elton John until I seen that movie. Damn. Queen, outside of, no, don't shoot me for this one, outside though.
We Will Rock You.
Bro, I didn't even know that was a Queen song.
I didn't either.
I didn't know that was a Queen song at first.
You know all the songs that they sing, but you didn't know. Yeah,
it was Queen.
Yeah, you're right. Me neither.
I did not know Under Pressure was a Queen song.
Me neither. I thought it was like, Duran Duran.
I was just like, yeah, Vanilla
Ice. Duran.
I was like, Vanilla Ice people, did sample them.
Yeah.
They did.
Yes. Dun, dun.
And that's when Freddie went.
Just cut the fucking sample, just one ting early. But most people usually think Under Pressure is done by the Rolling Stones because Mick Jagger's featured on the song. So they usually think that it's the Rolling Stones featuring Freddie Mercury, not the other way around.
Yeah, so, I mean, I learned
Duran,
a lot.
Duran.
I learned a lot about all three of these men.
Because of Ice-T suing them.
Yeah. Bruh, I didn't know Freddie Mercury. Bruh, I did not know Freddie Mercury was gay until I watched the movie.
Damn.
I mean, because I ain't.
That was like his. That was like the main thing about him.
Me neither, but I didn't know that. I didn't listen. I wasn't a Queen person when I was.
Well, Bohemian Rhapsody is like that one song I hear at the bar every time I went out to the bar.
And I heard that from Wayne's World.
That was probably like every black kid's first introduction.
I didn't know
to it if they had not heard it before.
Yeah, I didn't. I hadn't heard it before.
Yeah, first time I heard Bohemian Rhapsody, I was at a bar. Like, first time I heard this song, and I was just like, and then when I got to school, when we had to do music history, and we went everything from, I love how to circle back to Elvis. I love how they showed when the Beatles knocked that nigga off his pivot, bro. The Beatles got that nigga off his throne, bro.
Yeah.
These motherfucking British niggas came through British Rolling Stones, invasion. That British invasion. Because I didn't know what happened. They never talk about what was popping in America when the British invasion invaded. You know what I'm saying? So when they invaded, and Elvis was like, yeah, bro, they saying you falling off right now, like, bro, like,
you got a whole group of like five dudes over here.
Yes, follow them.
Yeah, you got a whole group of five dudes harmonizing.
They're half my age.
Harmonizing and
shit. Their sound quality is immensely better than mine.
Spectacular over here.
But I mean, but he was big. I didn't know. I knew Elvis was a big deal growing up, but I didn't know he was a big.
He was the biggest deal. Mm-hmm.
Biggest deal. Like, damn. Okay, yeah. Elvis was a big deal. Yeah, I only know Elvis because at 3 o'clock in the morning, Nick at Night, I see these damn commercials that came on about buying them fucking
music.
Buying,
and Elvis all over.
Yeah, buying them. You know, buying all them tapes and shit. Like, damn. But I enjoyed that movie. I will.
Elvis Presley. Collection.
I get an Elvis movie. You finished it. You can't finish. You ain't got no. What's your number, Mac, yo?
Give it a 9.
That's what I was gonna say. That's what I was gonna say.
I mean, it cannot get any worse. Like, I've got a pretty good idea what's gonna happen between then and the 15-20 minutes I miss. So.
Well, I'll say an 8 for the historical inaccuracies that they didn't have to make in the. The things that they, you know, to make it a good movie.
Spruce it up.
Yeah, things to make it a good movie.
Make it more palatable. Make pedophilia more palatable.
Well, no, I mean, that I can understand. It's like, but the age range difference, that I get. But the other stuff about how Colonel was still working at the carnival, he was already a producer at the time. I mean, not a producer, but a manager at the time. So they could have just left that. But I guess they wanted to humanize him some more, and I'm like, all right, Tom Hanks, they don't want to make him.
Tom Hanks killed that shit.
He did.
My Tom Hanks came in villain, so it's
I forgot that was Tom Hanks halfway through the damn movie.
Yeah, almost kind of like how, what's the guy? Colin Farrell disappeared into being Oswald Cobblepot in the Batman. Like, you forgot it was him.
I think I'll give it an 8 as well. Like, that was a really good biopic. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I learned something. I didn't know. Like, I'm taking this as fact. I know I can go to Wikipedia. I know I can look this shit up.
There's enough fact in there that, hey, I think I know enough about Elvis.
Like, okay, bro. Elvis. Elvis, bro.
Elvis.
I had Elvis fucked up.
Was the king.
Yeah, shout out to Michael Jackson. Because he fucked his dog.
You know what I'm saying? Married her. Fucked her. Made a song about her.
You are not alone. Shout out to R. Kelly.
In the video, booty button naked for us. He did that for us, bro.
R. Kelly wrote it.
That's fine, but he made the video for us.
Allegedly about an abortion from a 14-year-old girl he fucked.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you are not alone. It's like the girl he come beat up because I ain't claiming your 14-year-old ass. I fucked you. You pregnant. And she miscarried, and he just wrote the song for you. You are not alone. I am there with you.
Mike, because he wanted to write a love song about being away from his wife. Damn.
I mean, my mind telling me no, my body telling me yes. Kind of sums up where everything else was, bro.
Damn, you deserve every last year you know, bro. Telling me no.
Anybody who has watched the R. Kelly doc cannot see it. Right. Trial, bro.
Right. Yes. My body. Already jaded, bro. Once you see that shit, there's no denying that he did all the shit.
Oh, he said whatever they arrested him for. His brother was trying
to tell him to get his shit together. He's like, nigga, I wanna hear that shit. Get out of my house.
I wanna fuck 14-year-old.
Right, get out of my house.
Nigga's nasty. Man, you know, you heard about what's going on in Iran?
Yeah.
What are they doing now?
Women uprising.
There was a woman who a little bit of hair was peeking out of her hijab, so the morality police fucking detained her ass and she came up dead.
A little bit of hair.
Bruh, they scooped her up, arrested her, and apparently, like, did something worse. But she was found dead, and, like, people find out. They start revolting. I've seen pictures, like they shooting rubber pellets. They shooting pellets at people. And it's like men out there shielding the women from pellets because the women out there protesting.
Yeah.
Because, you know, prior to the revolution, you know, prior to all that Reagan shit, you know, damn.
It was straight Islamic rule state, like.
No, it wasn't that. After they pulled out, the Islamic State has taken over.
Taken over. Because prior to that, bro, they looked just like that shit. Iran looked just like Hollywood in the 50s and the 60s.
It did.
Looked just like Hollywood, bro. The way they were dressing, they fashion, they had their own industries.
Just like the Ayatollah.
But when that shit came, when the regime changed, bro, them women like. And a part of me felt like, I just know Bill Maher is going to go off on a super fucking Islamophobic ledge with this shit. But it's just like, if you're willing to criticize, you know, the conservativeness of the Islamic State, which as much as you do Christianity or any other conservative base, then you have to say, hey, bro, like, in that area, at what point is this, it's not a choice. Like, you can choose to dress like that over here in a lot of places, but you can't.
Yeah, they brought in the Sharia law.
Right, yeah.
It's over with, yeah. That's haram immediately. But
morality police. Like, just think about it. Like, morality police. That's why I never. That's just like when people say, like, pull up your pants. I was just like, bro, I never won't. Like, you shouldn't think about it. Because a woman got killed, bro, just for, like, a little bit of hair.
And that could have been just, you know, her
the wind
hijab
blowing.
Her hijab started to slide back. She didn't have a chance to adjust it again.
Or maybe she took a selfie in the bathroom. She was in a rush and she didn't get it. Pull it back. Because I be seeing some of these, you know, I see a lot of beautiful women, like, that wear hijabs. Like, you know, faces, makeup, they can have fun. Like, they get on the gram and find a conservative way to, you know.
It's just the hair. You can't show your hair. That's all it is.
Yeah, so. A little bit of that cost this woman her life, and they over there fighting for it, man. And it's like,
Iran, they've disabled their internet. So,
China was up there super editing it. Korea was super editing it. They just straight turned it off.
They turned it off. Last time they did that was a couple months ago, and they killed a whole bunch of people. They did that. So, hopefully, this is not the same thing, but. What you're starting to see all over the world is like little pockets of rebellion. Russia, all the men in Russia, they told them they couldn't leave the country anymore. Can't leave the country. You have to surrender your passports.
Well, I can understand that because at the moment it's a war zone.
Not a war zone. It's a slaughtering because Ukraine is getting paid you know, America. Anyway, the Russian men are like, no.
Right.
No. We.
They do say some.
We wrestled the best.
Right. They do say exactly. Some U.S. tech companies are trying to, like, find ways to, like, help Starlink. People over there get Starlink. Get internet over there.
Oh, yeah, because they just yeah. Shot up a whole bunch more yeah. Satellites.
Starlink, when you have a more interconnected interweb, you're going to start seeing some wild shit, because there's a bunch of videos that came out within the past week of Iran. It's a bunch of women taking their her jibs off, setting the bitches on fire, pulling their hair out, spinning in the street and all kind of shit. And then you see the fucking military come in and the internet fucking went off. So,
yeah.
Her name is Mahsa Amini. That was her name. She was killed. That shit, like...
How old was she?
How old? She was young, too. 22.
Damn,
that's yeah. Morale the police. Like, they said it started with, like, 26 protesters and it's just grown. And they've tried to, like, you know, quell it and, you know, stifle it down.
Okay.
But, I mean, over there, bro, it's still like how much, like, at a certain point.
How many of your own citizens are you going to kill?
Right. At a certain right. Point, like.
Or you know the uprising's coming.
Yeah, because it got to get real bad for any outside help, anybody. Because U.S., our relations with them so bad, we can't even. We look like full-on hypocrites. We supposed
to go over there to help them right now.
Like
no, we don't, because we did the Iran nuclear deal.
Yeah. I mean, it's like we got.
Trump overturned it, but.
But yeah, so it's like, but our relations over there are so fucking ice water thin as it is, you know, it's just like shit. Like, what can you do? So, leaving it up to like independent companies to like help and the government not get in the way, I feel the least you can do is get out of the way. And if that's the case, that's, you know. But yeah, man, TMP, bro, to everybody over there, like, shit. That's rough, because I couldn't imagine. I really couldn't imagine, but it should never come to that nowhere.
Iran is gone. Crazy. Russia's going crazy. China's going crazy. I think England's about to start going crazy in a couple.
Oh, no. Nah, they don't want Harry to release that book, bro. They were just
hell
like, no. Bro.
Like, keep that shit quiet.
They holding everything down with his, like, with that book. They were just like, bro, like, we going to hold off on the book now. Like, you got to hold off on that book if you want us to, like, you know, not
what's
make
gonna your... What's going to happen is Meghan Markle going to be the one that pops up no, talking I... the shit.
But that's the thing, bro. They do not like the campaign against her is most successful. But that's the most successful tarnishment of a black woman since I seen
ever
Michelle Obama.
Creation, bro.
You know
ever
what I'm saying?
Like,
bro,
it's like open Thomas. Racism.
It's
open racism, and y'all just accepting that shit.
Because it's just like, you know, I just ain't got nothing to do with. She's like, she's not good enough for him. I'm just like. And then they were just like, nah, bro, like, she ain't worth it. I seen someone say, bro, she ain't worth it, let her go. And then in the comment, I'm seeing, like, 6,000 likes. I'm like, damn. Bro, y'all really is like.
Just can't be in love with somebody,
like,
huh?
I mean, he's standing up for the woman he loves, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, maybe grandma was tripping, but if granddad is willing to set things right while he there, then fine. Because, you know, when he gone, your brother in charge.
Right.
And, you know, at that point, like, hopefully your brother in good position, you know what I'm saying? So they can do
right.
What they
you
need
can get
to do.
Reinstated. You can be brought back in. Finally, with a title,
or they just
had to give all your shit up just to be married, bruh.
Yeah, he shouldn't have came to that. And then, you know, your
he
son
went and served in the military. He did all
he
this.
The only
fighting
one
shit.
With military
exactly.
Service.
Exactly. He went and did all this fighting and shit, and you let him come home like, oh, you brought a black woman here? Fuck you! Give up your title, or you give up her.
Yeah, they really redhead stepped out for real.
Yeah, I respect James Earl Jones retiring.
Yeah, shout out. Rest in peace. I mean, shout out to James Earl Jones retiring.
Hayden Christensen has stepped up to being Vader, bruh.
I fuck with James Earl Jones.
I do, too. Because everybody always thought he was in the suit. They never... It was like, no, he's just the voice. They always thought he was also in the suit. Like, even in the old Star Wars, like, no. Y'all must have forgotten the original Star Wars. It was clearly a white man in there.
I did.
Yeah, because at this point, it's just like, bro, with the voice, let's just get the actor. Because I'm pretty sure that shit came up with Hayden Christensen saying, look, bro, y'all can put just anybody in that suit. Like, I ain't finna just be wearing all this makeup. I want to put the Darth Vader suit on, or at least let my voice come out through the vocoder and the effects, bro. I want to talk. I want to be his voice, bro. Let me do it. And James
gave it to us in Obi-Wan.
Yeah, so it's like, all right, bro, like, we got it. You know, so there he is. That's some good-ass news.
Oh, yeah. But staying on the Star Wars, though, so you guys are... Well, you said you saw the first two episodes of Andor. You saw the first episode of Andor.
Well, the first one and a half episodes.
Yeah. Well, episode 3 is what lets you know pretty much what's about to start kicking off.
Okay.
'Cause like I said, all you really need to know about him is the Rebel Alliance pretty much started with his actions. Things that he did brought certain people together. We're going to start seeing certain ones. As you already saw from the trailer, if you saw it, if you haven't, but I mean, it's on the trailer, so it's not a spoiler. I was about to say Lawrence Fishburne, but was Jay Dirty's least favorite actor with the fucked up eye.
Forest Whitaker.
Yeah, he's the same character that he was in Fallen Order.
Wow.
Yeah. He used to be a boxer, so he's got that wonky eye. But yeah.
That's where that came from?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, he was a boxer. He wasn't that great, and then he became then he became a mediocre actor.
Whoa.
He's
whoa.
The same character.
Whoa.
Look, he had a couple great roles, but he is
for the Last King of Scotland, my nigga.
Like, yeah, because he played in a historical figure.
So Idi Amin?
Yeah, he played a historical figure.
Nigga, have you not seen Ghost Dog?
Ghost Dog was not that great.
First off, depending on how much fucking weed you had smoked at that time.
It don't matter. That movie ain't all that great, okay?
Nigga, a 50-year-old fat black ninja?
It's more like samurai, but I got you. Yeah. Yeah, he was more of a ronin because he had a katana. It wasn't a straight
to the sword. Niggas,
you seen Street Kings?
I did, but none of this shit is like
the niggas in the hood.
Bloodsport.
He was not that significant in Bloodsport.
He was in it.
Yeah, but he was not significant.
Vantage Point, right? When he in Vantage
Point. He was in The Great Debaters. He was in,
like, you're not gonna
background
sit here.
Background.
We're not gonna sit here
playing Forrest Whitaker in movies.
That was Whitaker.
At the time when he was playing Forrest Whitaker in movies.
Arrival.
Forrest Whitaker in movies,
TV shows.
Forrest Whitaker in movies.
TV shows. I've seen him recently.
He's Godfather Harlem.
Oh shit! Yes,
that was the second good movie.
That's a series.
Okay, I thought that was the movie of him as the gangster. It was a series. Okay.
Do you not know that the only reason
Ghost Dog
background
Ghost Dog
again,
bro.
Platoon, he was
I bought
co-star.
That book Hagakure nigga hidden behind leaves nigga.
Man, he was the butler.
Okay, that's cool.
I bought it nigga because I want and it taught me a valuable lesson. If you want to sneeze and you got to kill a nigga and you hiding in the woods, you can stop yourself from sneezing. You know how you do that? Hit yourself on his third eye. Right, you ever seen me do this before right here? I've done it in here a couple times, but I stop him. Like, if you put your palm right there, you'll feel something in there. You'll stop yourself from sneezing.
Okay.
All right?
Hmm. That's cool.
I learned that from Forrest Whitaker.
No, you learned that from a book
that Forrest Whitaker happened to mention
in the movie. You didn't learn it from him. He didn't say
that. He told me directly.
He didn't say that. Oh.
Through osmosis.
Direct osmosis.
Forrest Whitaker named his son Ocean.
Okay, he did.
You want to know why his son is named Ocean? Because the only thing bigger than the forest on the earth
is the ocean.
You know, I always thought about what you'd say if you saw him at a Golden State Warriors game, like courtside. I mean, because Forrest with Steve Kerr is Forrest with a Kerr. I tried.
That was so smart that I didn't catch it. I was like, wait, Forrest Whitaker, but then Forrest Whitaker.
Do you know Steve Kerr's son's name? What?
Knicker.
I hope it ain't.
Your favorite blonde-haired cousin fuckers are back.
Hey, bruh. Listen, this... It's a roving theory on the interwebs that I need y'all to dispel. They are saying that they did not fuck because he has ED.
He has something like that. He only fucks who he wants to fuck. And
he wasn't in full control. That's right. Why I said last week he was turned off when she kissed him. He was rubbing the tip, but I don't think he actually
fully penetrated.
That's why she had to go back to Buddy.
It's like,
and because like she just got good foreplay. He tickled that thing.
Yeah.
But
he warmed the oven up. He needed she needed the night to stuff that stofa's in there.
Right. Right.
Okay.
He usually be fucking his little you know, concubine or whatever. So, I mean, it's not that he's not fucking.
Yep, I take it.
He just fucks when he wants to.
I mean, he got drunk at the wedding. Shout out to the king.
I thought he'd been dead by now.
I thought that he could keep dodging death, bro.
He on death door.
He's a fighter, but he's
only he fought for everything else door. Hard as that.
He's sitting on the couch.
He fought for his marriage and he fought for his life, bro.
That motherfucker laying on the couch in the living room, dog. He is.
Give the king. Bring him some leeches and stuff.
Right, like this motherfucker, leeches are, they always give him his relief. Like, bruh, that is not gonna help.
No, nigga, they're lowering his blood pressure.
Right, that's what's happening.
He's about to pass out.
Right. Yeah, give him this
bruh. Shout out to Allison, bruh, cause like, I ain't gonna even lie to you, bruh, when all this shit is going down and, you know, because her best friend lied to her. On her mama, bro.
Yes, so on her mama.
On my dead mama. I ain't
she said she did not fuck
him.
Yeah.
On her own mama. That's what she said. But there was some lies mixed in there. But
you know how women are.
Yeah, yeah. But I was just like, Shawty, he
on my dead mother, I did not have sex with my uncle.
Yeah, exactly.
I had sex, though.
And that was what I liked. Though. Yeah, and that was what I liked
when
about
Lord
that.
When Lord Christian confessed, I didn't know he was... I knew he was... Dog, I did not know this nigga had it bad, bro.
He tainted himself. He didn't have shit but his title.
He loved his girl, bro.
Yeah, he loved her, and he felt like...
He gave up his whole life. We could just take the dragon and go.
Yeah,
you're so stupid ass down somewhere.
Right. He was living in that fucking fantasy world, bro.
Nah, cause it's like, this nigga was talking about let's run away. I mean, cause she wasn't willing to like run away.
Right, talking that fucking Darth Racky shit. I mean, Darth Racky.
That's Valerian. I gotta learn Valerian.
Smells like Darth Racky in here.
But nah, man, I really did appreciate like it being a wedding themed episode because, you know, Game of Thrones and, you know, it's the wedding.
Whenever it's a wedding, you never
trust it. I didn't know what was going down. So at first when Sir Christian starts fighting, like I did not know what the fuck was going on, but I'm just like, yo, you like
no, Sir Christian was fighting what's the name was fighting to the death. He did not know that.
Like, nah, bro, I'm just like, you gonna sit up and assault a gay nigga, like, you like...
To death.
He was talking to that
death.
Shit.
To death.
No, he wasn't talking shit.
He was just saying, bro, nope. I know your secret, you know mine.
Yeah, he was just like...
That's what I got from
we
that.
We on the same team. He said, bro, we both side niggas. Let's earlier, support them as best as
hell,
we can.
No, because earlier I already had to tell the queen this shit, and she is not gonna give me my rank back. I mean, she forgave me. That's all she can do. But nobody needs to know this. I don't want to hear this shit. I don't give a fuck about you and the prince and all that shit. Hell no. You shut up. Don't come talking to me about we'll be on the same team and stuff.
Good.
He didn't need that.
He was like, I'm not like you. I mean,
yeah,
but
he
I mean,
did not need that.
I know he didn't want to hear that shit, but he was absolutely like, bro, came with the die. This one, August Isaiah and Tory Lanez.
He wasn't wrong.
Like, niggas just ain't dap you up and now y'all scrapping.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
he wasn't wrong for coming to him honestly and saying, like, hey, we need to protect,
our interest.
Love. Yeah, the ones we love and we'll keep the secret. But he just should have said, we'll do our jobs. He shouldn't have been all up on this, I know about you and all that. He didn't need to hear
back.
That.
Either way, he would have swung, like, for even, like, insinuating that we did. Because, you're right, though. Sir Christian didn't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, it was a bad time for him.
It was just, like, he was already just going through it. Like, Buddy didn't come to him disrespectful, like, hi, I know you. See, he literally, like you said, he came there and was just like, Buddy, we side niggas. Let's support them. Mm-hmm. And, shit, man, maybe we can hang out and be friends, bro.
Right, and
that's what I gathered from that.
But honestly, that's why I had said, you know, honestly, bro, I mean, you know... They knew that the prince was gay. You know what I'm saying? They knew the prince.
Everybody
was gay.
Knew.
They knew.
His family's like, he's going to grow out of it.
Yeah, him getting married.
I was like, no, you don't grow out of liking penises, bro. You either like penises or you don't.
Like, nah, he...
Right. No, what did they compare it to? Goose and duck or something?
Goose,
like that?
That was a great-ass analogy. Yeah.
You like goose, I like duck.
It's like, it's a little too greasy for me. I'm like, all right, see? Everybody got what they like.
You eat your duck, I eat my goose.
I have my goose and we good.
He's like, oh, thank you. I can have penis?
Right. It's like, thanks. Oh. Great. Fantastic. Let's get married, cousin. No.
Unrelated. I'm going to say this real quick. I'm going to come back to this.
Yeah.
But I watched that episode of Atlanta again. I guess we probably could save this to that transition to Atlanta and walk out. But That girl was not going for that job. She was jealous of her. They weren't going for that same job. They didn't mention anything about her applying for that same job when Earn was going for that. She didn't. She wasn't going for that job. She was jealous. Back to Thrones, because I didn't see the new episode of fucking Atlanta. Yeah. And I'm so mad.
All right, so they're at Driftmark to negotiate Rhea's union. Lenore, Valerian, the king's, he's sick. He's trying to just let hurry up and get the shit over with. I shouldn't have had to come to here to ask you to, marry my daughter. But
he showed up with the intent of, proving the point. He was like, look, I need you.
He had to humble himself. He didn't like the fact that he had to humble himself because he the king. He was just like, bro, I had to humble myself. And you
didn't greet me when I came.
You didn't greet because that was spiteful. It was spiteful. He was still salty. He was like, nigga, you should have married my... Then I looked at his daughter and said, bro, I can't blame you because now she's what...
She's of age now. 4 years
passed, so she's not 12. She's 16 now. And
back in that age, that's middle age.
Yeah, I mean, you die. Really adult. You die at 40, damn near. Yep. You know what I'm saying? But
definitely dead at 40.
But you see her now, and I like the fact that...
They didn't have penicillin.
I like the fact that...
they didn't have basic antibiotics, bro. Clearly. They definitely died at 40.
Clearly, because this motherfucker is on... Like I said, on death's
door. Yeah,
three scratches.
He's only in his 30s in this shit.
Yeah, and them scratches on that chair is doing him in.
Nah, it's like, okay, so Matt Smith's, what's the prince's name?
Damon.
Damon. I like the fact that Damon then approached, Princess, Valerian's just like, hey, look, shawty,
it's kind of cute, you know what I mean?
But then they still had that, him and Raina still had that little awkward ass little dance, little flirting little moment in the middle of everybody. And I'm like,
hours are fleeting. You better steal me away now while you can.
She was just like, look, I know he's trying to marry me off to him, but I'll marry you, uncle. Like, she literally
looked at her. Like, wasn't it your plan to steal me away anyhow?
She was just like, she's like, girl, you'll run me into the damn ground, like
I will be
you
dead.
Bossy,
right?
I mean, I like a bossy bitch, you know what I'm saying? To a degree,
Rhaenyra is kind of like one of those characters, just like how Daenerys was. It's like, yeah, she's the type of bossy chick that I would let boss me around.
I mean, Prince Rhaenyra is a tsundere. I like them, you know what I'm saying? She's hard on the outside, soft on the inside,
yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But that whole wedding was like
a Slytherin.
I said she's a tsundere. That's a Japanese trope, typically in slice of life. It's an archetype of a girl who is like
super tough on the exterior.
Tough, either super tough, super stuck up, or super like prideful. But on the inside,
all of my exes.
But once she gets to know you, she's really sweet. She's sweet on you once she gets to know you.
When you address that either. You better shut up.
Anybody who know her be like, oh yeah, she's a bitch.
Yeah.
Anybody that meets her be like, nah, she's a bitch. I don't like her. And then you get to know her, it's like, nah, y'all got her wrong.
Expose the softness because she'll fuck you up.
She'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
I can't wait for... I was wrong last week. Let me correct myself. Last week, I was wrong on two things. The first thing I was wrong about was Blonde. Blonde doesn't come out on October 22nd. I meant September 22nd. It comes out September 28th. So next week, y'all will be able to get Blonde, the Marilyn Monroe biopic with Anna De Armas. Also, the next thing that I was wrong about was the time skip. I thought the time skip was going to happen on episode 5.
Yes,
happened. It's this upcoming episode 6 where you get the time skip. So Matt Smith is going to reprise his role. The king's going to surprise his role.
They had a small one because I watched the after scenes.
I did too. I'm talking about the recasting time skip. That's what we're
actually aging up.
Yeah, because the actress that plays Rhaenyra, this was her last. This was last time we.
She's out
of here.
Okay.
Because I don't know how many years passed. Because the internet was debating. Alyssa's actor looks like maybe 5 to 10 years that passed, but Rhaenyra's actress looks like 20. Years past. People were talking about it gotta be at least 10, like, but people were talking about the actress looks much older for one than the other, but she does look like with the hair and stuff. So I was like, what she look like? She do look a little older, but I mean, shit, maybe being a king associated like that'll do that to you.
Right.
But yeah, this was an action-packed episode. Once that shit was bloody.
Shit, and the queen herself, she was like, "Look, I'm siding with my home. I'm siding with the Hightowers."
Yeah,
like,
because her dad got kicked out. Now she's feeling isolated because she doesn't have, you know, no family around. Her dad gone, and she's trying to assert herself as the queen and not just be a placemaker. She's trying to exude whatever power she can. I like how what you learn.
That green, I mean, that's
the green. That's what they like, said. Look. Yep. I like how they even said it. They were just like, you know, when they wear green, it meant war. So I like her. She had a queen moment. She walked into the room and everyone looked like she was late.
Middle of the king's speech.
In the middle of his speech and all eyes on her. I love shit like that. I fucking love shit like that. Well, motherfucker
specifically went over to her family to speak to them.
Yeah, man. Shit like that I can fuck with. Like, you know, you just fuck this nigga's speech, bro. Like, that's like the equivalent, you know. Anybody, you know, giving a speech, bad bitch, you're walking the room, everybody just like, damn, you know what I'm saying?
Damon better watch his back, though, because what's his name, Greystone, he ain't too happy about his cousin dying.
Oh, no, but that shit was fucked up.
Yeah, he ain't too happy about that shit.
In the book, they said she died, but they was like, on the show, we gonna make it where he killed her. In the book, it's ambiguous.
It's implied. We gonna make sure.
Man, need to go out there and record. Yeah, man, I don't know, man. We get the super time jump this week. They married. And I guess, you know, with her husband, like, he lost his lover. Like, so he did the shotgun wedding at the end. Just like, fuck it, bro. Shotgun wedding, bro. I'm marrying all. Look, we just getting married now, bro. I ain't waiting.
Right now.
We're going to eat for a week. Fuck you all that, bro. We doing this shit now, bro.
You're my forever person. Bro. I am yours.
Nah, I mean, and then, you know, his son, her brother, he, like, we get to see him growing up a little bit on some, I want my claim. And then I don't know if Damon is going to have a baby with Shawty. Like, I don't know what the fuck is happening. I want to know who the Mad King Daddy is. You know what I'm saying? Like, which one of y'all the Mad King Daddy, bro?
Exactly.
Like, which one of y'all?
Who's the one that brought this motherfucker over?
Yeah. Like, which one of y'all the Mad King Daddy or Granddaddy, bro? I gotta know which one of y'all, like, 200 years ain't that long, nigga. Like,
right, it's a long time, but it ain't that long.
Like, I'm like, bro, like, shit, you somebody great-great-granddad. I wanna see what's the lineage in this motherfucker, boy.
I'm telling you.
But they set a record. HBO set another record with this week's episode of House of Dragon. It eclipsed the first episode because there was a fall-off. Okay. Rick and Morty got that shit out there. Rick and Morty for episode 4. Rick and Morty,
is it on HBO Max too?
Rick, it's on Adult Swim. But the ratings, like...
It's on Hulu.
Oh, yeah, you can watch it on there too. They had the ratings for Rick and Morty came... Rick and Morty's season premiere caused a dip in Game of Thrones viewers the week Rick and Morty came back.
Oh, yeah, because everybody's been waiting on it.
Right, so it dipped. And the reason why I know it's Rick and Morty is because right after the following weeks, the ratings went right back up.
Mm-hmm. So they're at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Both Sunday.
Sunday at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. I don't ever watch Game of Thrones at 9 o'clock, though. Like, I feel like... I know there's still a
damn good... football was still on. It was a good game.
Yeah, I still feel like there's
when
a good
grasp of
people.
I had to worry about cable and shit.
Yeah, that watch HBO Max on cable, but...
We used to have Game of Thrones parties.
The 18 to 49 demographic?
I want to go to a Game of Thrones party, bro. Them shit used to be some of the most lit events that we would have.
Still do them, but it's like now it's like...
Let's do one.
Like,
no, you gotta. No, it's gotta be like the real deal. Like,
yeah, it's kind because we treat them like kind of like Super Bowl parties, bro. Just everybody
them, they will come.
Food.
You know, I'm a food of dreams ass nigga.
It don't work that way.
James,
it don't work
Ray.
That way. You can't,
I feel like if you say Game of Thrones party here, bring your shit.
Nah,
I feel like people will show up.
You can't just throw fandom around like that. It doesn't work that way. That's how cons are. You can't just say, hey, we're gonna have a con and everybody gonna come. It don't work that way.
My wiggling boy.
No, don't work that way. You gotta know where that crowd is.
Dragons.
And be in in the area of it.
We probably feel a little different, you know, like, I can't speak for him, but I'm just saying, you know, typically when we did it, it was roommates and couples, so it was, that's how it got so thick. It wasn't just random motherfuckers. It was like, you know, your roommate, dealt with his girlfriend, other roommate dealt with his girlfriend, you dealt with your, you know, everybody watching Game of Thrones, somebody, it's a potluck, food, duh. And it was not even, we did that shit on Sundays because that was the thing to do. We watched football, but then it's just like If your team ain't playing the late night game, right. We're going to elect to watch Game of Thrones on time because we want to watch it on time. Right. So it's just like. You want to
see Game of Thrones when it comes on.
Yeah, so. But I got good. Honestly, shout out to my old roommates, man. They some great friends because anytime the Eagles had like a prime time game, they would like. They watch it after I watched the game because they was like, nah. I had the HBO password. That's probably why.
It's like, after the game, I'll give you the password.
After the game, I'll watch it with y'all. Y'all ain't from the sport. No, because I let someone would just go ahead and watch it. Mm-hmm. And I'd be in my room watching it. Mm-hmm. And damn, they'd be like, one of my roommates, her boyfriend, one day just gonna come out and be like, oh, fuck, I can't believe he killed him. And I'm like, man, fuck you, dog. Right. Oh, my bad, you ain't seen it yet. I'm like, dog, shut the fuck up, bro. You just can't be walking around. Nigga, get the fuck out. You don't right. live just here. Just
talking shit, yeah. Spoiling just stuff, spoiling not shit, knowing that
walking around like nigga, like damn, ain't he? But I didn't tell you who dies. So I'm like, man, bye. I'm
pretty much gonna figure that shit out.
I mean, I figure somebody dies every week,
or the possibility of,
or somebody's getting fucked.
Yeah. Well, that's Game of Thrones for you. But I'm on board. I'm loving this season of Game of Thrones, man. Y'all check it out.
They're bringing out the Jon Snow shit in January, ain't they?
I don't know nothing about that. I don't think that's real.
The whole Jon Snow, because he's Black Knight in the MCU. So he's doing that. Doing all that kind of stuff right now. And supposedly, Moon Knight, if it's Werewolf by Night, Moon Knight has got to be in it because that was the first issue of the comic that introduced Moon Knight. He's supposed to be in it. Blade's supposed to be in it. And so is. Black Knight might be in it.
Blade? And if it's in development, it's not going to be Kit Harington anyway. It's going to be some young motherfucker because, unless the spinoff is going to be post, like, I mean, you can...
Setting up the live
action. You can care. Nah, I prefer... Dog, if you're going to do a prequel, say that shit. Nah, but if you're going to do after Khaleesi does her bullshit, what Westeros looks like in the present, abso-fucking-lutely, but... Mm-hmm. Like, I'm down with that. But if you gonna, if I'm finna see this little 10-year-old nigga, like, bastard son, get disowned by his parents, nigga, no, nigga, no. No, nigga, I wanna know, I wanna see this nigga ride dragons.
I wanna see Westeros now.
Now, bro, I wanna see now. What's the landscape look like now?
Australia.
I hope not.
With the dingoes.
The dingoes.
Eating babies.
Rocco out there. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby.
Speaking of Rocco, your boy Future done sold his catalog.
Yeah, say he did it for $65 to $75 million. Shout
like,
out.
Why is he selling his catalog? Like, because goddamn Rocco done own that shit. So.
Now, his new catalog, his new publishing going forward is, you know, yeah.
He stopped it at 2000. That was the album he put out in 2000 was the last album he put out. Was
million,
from,
you said?
65 is estimated between $65 and $75 million.
Yeah. Damn. A1, the A1 Free Bands catalog.
Yeah, so
it's free bands. A1 is Rocco, so.
So yeah.
He got that. He got a good chunk of money.
Yeah.
To get some shit that he wasn't getting all of his shit from to begin with anyway. So
I gotta start new publishing.
Right. But I mean probably, from 2020.
Which probably means his deal on Epic is up with that last album. And it's like, because they didn't promote that. That's how I think that's probably his last album on Epic, because they didn't promote that last album. But if it wasn't for that I'll Wait For You song, bro, that he ain't need no promotion. I ain't not seen that song get promoted once, and that song was everywhere. Like, I will wait for you.
Oh, yeah, it was.
And Medieval Video with that one, man. Mm-hmm. Shout out, man. You finally watched it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I told you I like that video, man. Yeah,
they shot that shit nicely.
I ain't seen it.
It's real nice. I like it.
I
try to stay away from
it.
I really like that video.
Mr. Wake Up for World Star for Breakfast?
Yeah, I skipped those. I seen the Glorilla and Cardi B video. That's how I know she a star. I'm like, oh, it's over. She out there with her little ratchet ass friends pussy popping in Times Square. Yes.
They pussy popping in Times Square. You went from pussy popping on a handstand to in Times Square.
Yep.
I do got, for you Samurai fans, I have an announcement for y'all.
Samurai Jack is back.
Nah, not Samurai Jack. However, Rurouni Kenshin is getting a reboot.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say The Last Samurai 2 with Tom Cruise was coming out.
Yeah.
For some Kenshin.
Even though Nobuhiro Watsuki has been convicted of being a pedophile And he was fine with nearly over 100 videos of child pornography DVDs.
Hey, that shit didn't make his way into Kenshin. 100 so videos? That's, hey, yeah, he did. He did it. He did
well, it. Well, child pornography was legal in Japan up till 2015, if I'm correct. But yeah. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
I be thinking about some random stuff. And why would you have the video still? Like, why you just can't go to the website?
Japan is super censored about that shit. They, you know, super modesty. It's like...
What? I've seen some things they do.
There's some pics of it.
Of the child pornography? Wow!
No, nigga, of the Rurouni Kenshin reboot, bro.
Super crisp. I like that.
That's a Rurouni Kenshin reboot.
Now, I hope...
I remember that from the first one.
Mm-hmm. Right. But A1P, it's in good hands.
The Battle Arena to Shinden?
Leading Films is doing the Leading Films is doing the series, so it's in good hands.
Wait a minute, that was a real game, right?
Leading Films.
Yeah.
I just had a flashback to like a fake Vega type of dude, and he like would make a big ass ball and roll up on
that. That's Boldo, and he was on Soul Calibur, but Battle Arena to Shinden did exist. It was like the next game you had.
Tekken.
Yeah, Street Fighter, Tekken.
Battle Arena to Shinden.
Yeah.
My barber had that shit. That's why I remember that shit. Mm-hmm. He had a Dreamcast.
Yeah. Got a sequel for Rascal Does Not Dream. A Bunny Girl Senpai. That's a good one.
That's what he said it did. And it was. It was the first gaming system.
Jujutsu Kaisen Zero is on Crunchyroll. And go watch that movie because you ain't got no shit about the series to enjoy that fucking movie. That movie is a motherfucking 10. I'm telling you right motherfucking now. Jujutsu Kaisen Zero is a fucking good ass movie. That's a 9.
So is it a prequel?
That's why Cyberpunk Edgerunner you know was so good. You didn't have to play the game.
You know it's an 8 in your mind.
It's a spinoff prequel.
Yeah. That's why Cyberpunk was so good. You didn't have to play the game to know about it, but playing the game just made it that much more interesting. Then when the new update came out, like, I found one of the spots you can go to, and the place where that one cyber psycho was shooting at the cops, I think it was in the first episode, the super big burly dude, you can find that spot, and it gives you that flashback, and it's the actual clip from the anime, and you can play it back in the game, and you get Buddy's jacket. The yellow jacket with his symbol on the back.
Bruh, it's an uptick. Like, they said that Cyberpunk has like 1 million users daily now since the update came out. And they said fans are online. They're asking for, like, an anime mod to the game. Yeah. Like, they begging for it at this point.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, you can't exactly play as those characters, but you could do a certain build and, you know, make them have those abilities.
Yeah, they said that shit jumped. They got it on sale too right now, so go ahead and check that out.
Sale through Steam.
And PlayStation Network.
Oh, man, yeah. It's like real deal. Like, there's some crazy shit happening with anime this week. I can't even get into the thread right now, but it's a rumor that the voice actors for Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, while I was saying watching it, voice actors went on Twitter saying, bro, they paid us $300 for that movie.
What?
And then the actor that played Mob and Mob Psycho 100, he's not gonna reprise the role in season 3 because he tried to unionize and Crunchyroll said nope. It wasn't even about money, bro. It was just about certain terms.
Yeah.
Nah, because American voice actors get fucked over because you'll become the American voice of something, but they pay you like $35 an hour or $85 an hour. You're like, okay, damn, $85 an hour sounds like a lot.
But
until
they made $35 million.
They only need you for like 10 hours.
Bro, until the movie goes to theaters, makes $35 million on this first fucking weekend.
You don't get none of that.
You don't get none of that residual. I feel like all the actors should get residuals.
Definitely.
They should get residuals. I don't see why that's not. Apparently, Netflix plays like it does a better yet because they do union rates at Netflix. And that's been a growing concern with Funimation and Crunchyroll because Funimation was kind of like in the mix of both, but I don't think like there was representation there as far as unions. And Crunchyroll is like anti-union at this point. So voice actors are just like, that answers the question why you watch a dub and you listen to it and it's like, y'all didn't really care about doing this shit because y'all didn't get paid shit, bro. This is, you know, that's why I can
see why you phoned it in.
Yeah, now I can see why the quality of the dub ain't that great. Well, I can see why the tone is shifted. The actress, y'all just got anybody who accepted the role, because probably the person who I think should play the role is on the union contract and it didn't take it. So now you get into the realm where actors who you want to take roles aren't taking roles because they ain't paying them. Even if it's not money, there are other things within the union contract, which is, Crunchyroll's unwilling to, like, negotiate on. It's a whole thread on that on Twitter.
I mean, they built backs on child labor, so.
Like, I definitely, who did that? America?
No, they built off slave labor. Child labor is what builds all of the clothes that you wear.
Not wrong.
And the TVs you watch.
Got tiny hands.
And the phone. Yeah, tiny migrant worker hands. This, that is a GDP that is not talked about a lot. Tiny migrant worker hands. They're a lot more finer. Mm-hmm. You get those little parts.
Well, the stitch is tighter.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, Benjamin Diskin has an interesting thread on this issue on Twitter.
I'm serious, but I mean,
oh, fucking nut, man. Go ahead.
I'm just saying. You got them in sweatshops. I mean, that's what they're for.
They're for? No.
And Daredevil didn't show up in this episode.
No, it wasn't Daredevil.
Just so you know, we all saw him on the trailer, but he's only in one episode.
And that's, I think it's episode 8. They said Daredevil's in it. They spoiled that. Fuck you, internet. I'm telling y'all.
Well, fuck you for telling me what the internet told you.
I mean, shit. Get it how you live, bro.
Yeah. I see. Fucking Eagles fan.
I mean, maybe you want to know. Maybe you didn't.
I didn't.
Oh,
when he be a surprise.
Me too.
Be a surprise. Rise from the
hole. Right, exactly. You just watching that episode and here he come with the flip. Rise from the hole.
That lets me know he gonna be on the begin. As soon as the episode come on, that motherfucker gonna be there.
In the yellow suit.
Right. Well, I hope it ain't the end. I hope they don't pull no shit like that.
Court drama.
He might need my help. And then he just, rise. Like, bruh, no.
What is that from?
It's a culmination of okay.
I don't want to be asking shit.
Okay.
I've been wanting to ask some shit.
Rise from the Hole was a culmination of me, like, I was imagining, like, even though I say I'm not a big Ed Nettie guy, like, Rolf always left an impression on me. So, in some scenario, I can't remember the exact original scenario. It was something like, like, it just came up in the conversation and just, I ad-lib, rise from the hole. And it's like, and it just, and you could picture it based on the story it was telling. Because I think we was like, it was think me, Macchio, and Black. Mm-hmm. And I think Blazin' was there too. And like, I think we was like hotboxing or some shit.
Yeah, because it ended up...
I hadn't hotboxed in so long.
We were hotboxing.
Long time ago.
We were hotboxing on a cold night.
And we ended up giving the voice to Bobbity from Dragon Ball Z. Who was the... Okay, if you watch Dragon Ball, it was the old-ass witch that floated around on the
ball.
Ball, yeah. You know? And Black used to have... I forgot which Dragon Ball Z it was. But if you... In the lone screen, if you spun... The joysticks, the little Cyberman would pop up out of the ground.
Yeah,
so that Bobbity would be sitting there. So then we put the voice to that. Bring. Yeah, and he was like, "Rise," because that was what we were waiting on at the fucking lows. He's like,
"Rise, rise from the hole." That's where it came from. Yeah.
Because he came up with the voice talking about Rolf doing something, and he was like, "Yeah, he would do some kind of weird ass Eastern European magic." And then we just ended up putting that voice on Bobbity instead, and that was how it lived on.
That's funny as fuck. I always wondered what it was.
Mm-hmm. So we just think of an old ass witch lady bringing up skeletons and shit.
A lot of y'all times, y'all say a lot of shit that I have no clue about, right?
Yeah.
But
nah, shout out to Black.
But if I stick around long enough, I tend to learn these things. Mm-hmm. Like when you was talking about the Midnight Sun. No, that was Black. When you was the Moon Knight, nigga, whatever alias I keep forgetting.
Yeah, this country.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The goddamn. I'm not gonna say that because you might punch me, Fisting.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. Definitely, that's not what that's about.
Fisting conjurer. He conjures up fisting.
Oh, no.
But I didn't know what the fuck that was. And then one day I was like, oh, the shit from Star Wars around your neck. He was like, what, nigga? That ain't no goddamn...
That ain't Khonshu, bro.
That ain't... Ah.
You're right. That ain't Khonshu, bro. That's a myth.
It's... Because, y'all know, you know, it's a lot of that shit, like, be random. Like, yeah. Everybody put a piece in the pot, and an idea come up, yep. And somebody do it, and it'll have a different context or a different voice. Or a lot of times it just be something just random someone else came up with that they don't remember coming up with. But you just like, nah, well, I remember that shit.
It's still an inside joke, but yeah, it's got all these different connotations.
Yeah, it's just like if someone's asked you the origin of it, like not everything we can... I don't think everything you could pinpoint like the exact origin. You just remember like that shit just start being a running joke. Sometimes you forget the initial joke. You just remember the running joke.
Yep.
Like, you're just like, damn, what? Because I forgot about the Cybermen. So you said, and I was just like, yeah, I remember the exact moment. And I was just like, yeah, because I remember, like, the voice. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I just remember, like, because I remember Black was like, rise. And Black was, because that Black was like, rise, rise. And then I was like, rise from the hold. And I just added on to what Black did. So Black said, rise. And I just added from the hold. And like, it just became, like, it took it to a different fucking level, man.
Yeah.
He's like, rise, rise, rise from the hold.
Immediately puts this little old-ass decrepit witch lady. And all her little zombies suck. It's like, rise from the old.
And see, I always envision like some fucking Lord of the Rings precious type of fucking creature. Out, which I mean, that witch is close enough.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's funny as fuck. I've always wanted to know where that shit came from.
Yep.
I find myself when I be fucking with my kids, I like hit in the closet and shit. Mm. Snatch the motherfucker up in that motherfucker like when they walk past.
You just hit him with the middle.
Bro, I still can't remember where. Who cares? Star Wars.
Like I thought that was some scary movie.
I can't remember.
Was it? Bruh, I think it was scary.
I thought that was Scary Movie.
Was that Scary Movie?
I thought there's something related to Scary Movie.
It might be, bro. I just remember it was just it'll be a random instance. I was like, who cares? They're whores. And it's like guy had a bad.
Oh hip. No! Who cares? They're whores.
He had a real fucked up speech impediment.
Fucked up lips. Yeah, when he talked, like he had a mouth full of spit.
Yeah, whatever that is, I've seen that.
I can't remember.
I feel like I've heard it.
Yeah, you have. Just can't remember what it came from, but that was another one.
Who cares?
Right.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Adam Sandler. I feel like some Adam Sandler type shit.
It sounds like it'd be some Adam Sandler kid, too.
Little Nicky.
Might have been. But it could have also been Scary Movie.
Like I said, that's all I thought it was always some Scary Movie shit.
Have to go back and like start watching some of these movies to see that shit.
I love a good insight.
He didn't catch one for the longest time. As a matter of fact, he didn't even know where it came from. We used to always do this random ass part, Spider-Man. Because it was when Harry started taking the fucking goblin serum and he was turning evil and shit. So sometimes we'd be talking about food and you'll just throw it out there. So good. And he didn't ever know what it was from.
Like, bro.
And then we were watching Spider-Man one day, and it was that scene where he was eating the pie, and the lady came up. She's like, so how's the pie? So good. He was like, nah, I get it.
No, I learned that on the pod. Y'all told that on the episode of this pod a few, like last year or some shit. Y'all was in here talking, I asked you where it came from, and yeah, I was just like, damn. But up until that moment, that episode, bro, I had no clue where, like, so good.
Where it come from. Because it was just the way he did it.
Now I know exactly what you're talking about, too.
Because you and Blazin' probably came up with, like, more than half of the inside, like a phrase or something a movie and put a twist on it. You and him would come up. I couldn't keep up. I was like, because as soon as Blaze come around, they start coming out.
Yeah.
Like, but that's the thing. Sometimes people come around, it's just like that inside, look. They gonna get it.
Especially with Doctor Who, bro. Because when he posted that scene from David Tennant, That shit immediately took me back because we used to die laughing on that shit.
What is Doctor Who on now? Is this on HBO Max?
There was an episode.
Give Doctor Who a shot.
This man went to a planet and the devil was locked away on this planet. But he was fucking with these people subconsciously on this spaceship. So this one dude kept hearing the devil's voice in the background. So it would be like, look at me. Won't look at me. And we used to say that shit to each other. But he would always get like more and more intense. But you couldn't see him. It was just his voice.
Yeah.
And he posted that scene in the group chat yesterday, and it just made me think of that shit. Because it was like, don't look at me, because he'd start looking around. And he did it one time. He was like, look at me. And right when Buddy got ready to turn, he's like, don't look at me. And the way he did it was just so funny.
Was that, do you remember, is it Doom Squad? The DC
Squad? Doom Patrol?
Doom Patrol. You remember on the last season when the lady that turns into goddamn pudding, she was with the
excuse me? Excuse me?
The lady that turned into pudding. She be melting this shit.
If you can turn into pudding, would you eat yourself?
How?
That's like the guy made of ice cream.
I mean, I guess.
I mean,
I guess I would eat myself, but I mean.
Like Pizza the Hut, would you? You're made of pizza.
Am I the Hut or the pizza?
The pizza. I guess I'm going to eat myself. I don't know. Invisible if it hurts or not. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But they were acting out, like her and that Actors Guild. Mm-hmm. And she was like, love me, don't look at me, love me, don't look at me. Is that the same thing?
No, it ain't the same thing at all. Not at all.
Love me, don't look at me, love me.
I'd be creeped out, bro. Like, I'm saying, bro, like, I don't want no kid.
Did she turn to pudding when she nut?
Oh.
That's squirting.
That sounds kind of lit.
She just melt.
That's she turned a pudding.
Yeah, she just starts to slowly like melt.
Nigga, I'm gonna leave, nigga. I'm gonna wipe myself.
A mass of just.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm a freak, bro. I might lick the bed, bro. Like,
no, it's not like that. It's just like she just becomes like this melted mass of.
He gonna lick
flesh.
It.
I'm gonna lick
he
it.
He gonna say he gonna lick it.
Like, she turned a pudding, like, shit, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. What kind of pudding we talking, I mean, bro?
You did see that it drove Beerus crazy that he didn't get to taste it.
Bro, I'm
it
like,
must have been good, because Boo ate all of it. It was,
hold on, I got, hold on. Gotta be technical. Did she turn the pudding, or did she turn the custard? Custard extra thick.
It was,
what he said about that pudding?
That pudding, I'm gonna eat it. Nah, bro. I'd be terrified, like, if a woman turns into anything. Why? If a woman turns into anything during that act, bro, if she's not...
You gonna eat it.
If she, I don't know about... No, like, I'm just saying, bro. She turned to pudding.
Man, she just starts to melt.
She turned to a glob, because I'm just like, bro, is this magic? Am I cursed? Do I get it?
What? That's happening?
Shit. Like, she...
I don't care. I'm telling other women I'll turn you into a puddle.
Can I leave this room?
I'll reduce you.
Right. What are the stipulations to this?
I'll reduce you to a pile.
Bro, I seen this shit. Like, she turned to that, bro. I was like, okay, she can shapeshift, bro. She a slime, bro. She ain't no, that ain't pudding, bro.
Not, yeah, she's not actually a chick. She's a slime.
Like, okay, at this point, I'm going to either get absorbed in it. I'm getting absorbed, bro. Like, I'm going to have to run to the window and jump like Mr. Mortar, man.
Bro, that shit killed me on that shit, man. He's like, look, I've married like 8 women. I don't do well with confrontation.
Fuck this shit. Like, a girl turned to slime, bro. You gotta have to go for the gusto, because
I'm telling you,
your luck over with, bro.
I'm saying.
That shit sound wet and squirmy and delightful. Strange. But.
So you know how I'll send you random ass clips of.
Yes, nigga. You sending me pictures of. Go.
So I saved this clip on my phone because
you're a munch.
I want this to be my, I might dignifying that with a response. But I saved
we're
this.
Not going right.
I saved this clip.
It's funny,
right?
I got a friend named Munchie.
Right.
I nigga.
Right. Saved like this particular clip, right? But it won't play. Right? It won't play no matter what I do. It won't play. But you can see this is Monique, right?
Yeah, it's Precious.
And Precious.
Yeah, I've never seen the movie.
That's Precious. The worst mother in creation.
I've never wanted to see it. I've never seen it.
Now, that's what would have woke that nigga up. If his mama couldn't have done it, all you had to do is play that movie. He'd have woken up out of a coma. He hates that movie with a passion.
Never wanted to see that movie. But there's a part in the movie where she's like, since you know everything, what's your fucking degree? So they had this article come out.
I gotta find that shit now.
I say it's...
No, but fuck
so that part right there, right? So this thing came up.
That's my favorite one. That's my favorite one, bro. Damn, bro. If you
going ever, for it, boy.
Bro, if you ever just, bro, if you like, bro, you need to make me laugh.
Send that.
Send me that, bro. If you just want to cheer me up, you think I'm having a bad day.
The girl is on Empire now, but
oh, this nigga looking at her, bro. Oh, that's the one, bro. Damn. You know that one.
Listen,
I got it.
Came out with an article that was trying to tell people, and it was just one particular person that squirt is pee. And
it is.
No, it's not, because squirt does not dry up. Pee does not dry up white on your sheets. Irregardless.
Some women peeing on you.
Yeah, some women are peeing on you.
They're using that as an excuse to pee on you.
But squirt and pee are different things. Yes. Like, pee does not dry up white on your sheets. Clear indication. There's this liquid that comes from your skin's glands. Yada, yada, yada. So, this is one particular guy who's like, well, if squirt and pee are the same thing, why are they two different categories on Pornhub? And then he played that clip. Since you got your degree and you know every fucking thing.
It is. He's not wrong. If it's separated by category, it's not the same.
Got your degree and you know every fucking thing. I didn't know that's what predated that part of that shit. I just heard that one part. I didn't know who was gonna love me.
Right.
Oh, sure. Nobody. Evil bitch.
This is an interesting story. It's from the 16th, so it's from early this month, but it's very telling, right?
Warner IP.
Strategy Shift is licensing out Warner's IP.
Pimping them hoes out, bro.
He went on record to say DC is not, like, off the table. He was like, we're open for business.
That is an active quote, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
In quotations, this shit says, mogul says open for... Warner Brothers is a whore.
I told you.
Starman has tried to tell you. Warner Brothers is a American gigolo. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you right now, bro. This is the opposite of what Marvel did, right? They had to buy all their shit back eventually. So DC is, if they're entertaining the idea that they were just like, bro, you want to make a Batman movie, we'll license these characters to, like, outside of the people in-house to make this movie, we'll license this character out where someone can do it. And I'm like what you aiming for? You, like, y'all make y'all shit, bro. Like, I feel like this is too late in the game for you to be trying to say a Batman. They're like, come on, come the fuck on. Because now I don't need just random Batman shit. And I know I may sound hypocritical since I said I want anthology shit, but that's not what I meant. When I said I want an anthology of Batman, anthology of DC shit, meaning it ain't got to connect. Everything can be its own thing, completely separate. Yeah, non-canonical. It ain't got to be this big universe. I'm just like, bro, y'all just got so many dope characters. They deserve their own aesthetic. But I get you wanted to do Justice League, then you need to build a Justice League. But that's expensive, and you either do it right or don't do it at all. DC got enough characters in the sense you ain't got to team them up to, like, get a dope story out of.
But you got to think about them Super Friends is something that has to happen because, like, Avengers, right? Avengers was something that had to happen. These are too many characters that are known by people who are not the atypical fan of DC. And then they use that to bring people like me into this Marvel universe and introduce me to characters I ain't never seen or heard of before. So that Justice Friends thing, that shit gotta happen.
Nah, bro. Like,
I mean, and that's what the TV shows were kind of doing. And what I'm reading right here is, like, Lord of the Rings isn't going to be the only IP that they're going to let other people work on. J.J. Abrams was already working on the Caped Crusader, which we talked about earlier on another podcast, but then they went, like, super quiet. We didn't hear anything else because, like it says here. Persia. Yeah, it was supposed to come out on HBO Max, and now they're saying it can be shopped around to Netflix, Amazon, or Hulu. Like, that's even more money to put behind the production, which means it hadn't even, no pencil to paper yet. There was going to be a new Batman animated series. Like, it don't have to strictly be on HBO Max. I mean, a little bit more money wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, you could just sell it, you know.
Consolidate that shit.
But, I mean, that's left up to the directors. Like if y'all could get together on some creative ambition and say, hey, we're all going to behind the scenes get together and we're going to build this big thing and everybody going to get their money, everybody going to put in and, you know, I'm going to help you. If that was, an ironclad agreement amongst, you know, talent, and be like, we already got a backer who's going to pay for the film. This the budget. Every film going to get this budget. You just got to work with it. And you can just go from there. But if you get this guy over here who visioned this thing, what you're going to end up happening is, I don't know, like, Netflix ain't going to sign up for. I don't see none. No, who going to be the first? That's my question. Who, out of all them companies they name, who you think would be the first to make a DC spinoff or something?
Amazon.
Think it'd be Amazon.
Because they show all the other stuff. They always got the Mortal Kombat stuff and all that. Might as well.
Yeah, I think Amazon got the most capital to spend. Netflix.
Well, not even that. It's just like they do the most business with Amazon. So, I mean, the most business with Warner Brothers when it comes to their animated stuff. It just seems like
Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Amazon could.
Invincibles over there.
Yeah, they spent $1 billion on Lord of the Rings. So I feel like if they shopping, you know, because they shop that shit around. So it's. Mm-hmm. So if they do it with something else, I mean, you know, they in the hole for $1 billion right now. So as long as they make their money back, I'm pretty sure they cool.
Right.
Like, do whatever you got to do. But, I mean, I don't know. But I'm not against that because, you know.
Nah, not at all.
Not at all. I just, DC, I feel like, you know, this may be for the best. Only because of the simple fact that I feel like we're in a time now where it's hard for you to not be a fan of something. If you're in that position, like being in that position and making something that's not hot, you ain't gonna. I can't see you spending money on it if you don't believe in it. And right now, it's just like everybody keeps saying, "Nah, superhero movies are dead." Then Marvel rakes in like $10 billion at the box office, exactly. And then they just like
everybody's super pumped up whenever they make an announcement that this movie is about to come out. Mm-hmm. Oh shit, I thought superhero movies were dead. Y'all didn't want to see them no more.
Mm-hmm. They trying to segregate actors based on, they trying to alienate actors who do superhero movies from being contention and as serious actors. Right. That's why I like it when serious actors take those Marvel roles. Mm-hmm. Like, I really appreciate it because, like, you ain't got to do this. You legitimizing it. It's like, nah, bro, these are good films, bro. People enjoy these films and this shit fun. Sometimes actors just like to have fun. They was just like, bro,
exactly.
This shit be fun.
Character, bro. Like, why wouldn't I say yeah?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there was, like, some people that was career suicide, but then it's just like, my nigga, you gonna be on a toy.
Exactly.
Like, for the rest of your life, bro, you gonna be a superhero, like, to kids, bro. If you care about kids at all, I love to be.
Ultimate villain. Every kid is gonna want to buy your toys so their superheroes can fight you.
Yeah. I think that's I want to be a superhero just off of the fact that to every 5-year-old in the country, like, mm-hmm. I'm a fucking superhero, man. They don't know my real name. I love giving that feeling. I think that's important. What she said. Here you go. We were talking about kids, so ill. Fucking Ocean Kelly.
Flip side of that.
Your mustache would indicate you have a van.
Damn.
With sliding doors and no windows.
Damn.
Promises of free candy.
Definitely free.
None contained within.
Black phone shit.
What?
Plug with a clown.
No, what do they call him? The Snatcher?
The Snatcher.
But what I was going to say about that, it's like what DC is doing, which makes the most sense to me, is they are giving you not another Justice League. They're going to give you the Justice Society of America.
That's cool.
Which is
just the JSA. Shit.
They exist. That is a whole nother group. And if you are familiar with them, you're like, oh, okay, I got it, which is what's happening in Black Adam. So they're setting this precedence for don't expect these to be Justice League movies.
I want a Super Friends.
Yeah, and see, it's like, that's kind of what they are. That's what the Super Friends are. They are the JSA. They're the...
Yeah, that's what I want. Justice League. I want Solomon Grundy.
He's a bad guy, but...
Exactly. You know me.
You know what?
I want Super Friends.
Yeah.
I want the shit that... I want that 70s fucking shit that I used to watch on Boomerang.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Give me that.
Yeah, just update it.
Yeah. That's why I like Suicide Squad. I remember some of the people from fucking Super Friends.
Yeah. That's one way to go about it.
Give me that shit, bro. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I thought Black Adam was Marvel.
No, definitely not. Just because of the name, you know, Captain Marvel. He used to be, but see, that's a weird thing in and of itself.
Y'all don't explain that to me, too. I'm like, yeah, I was already confused, bro. Only thing I knew was Spider-Man, Superman, mm-hmm. goddamn Ezra Miller. So
he is the Flash.
Yeah, right.
He's the fastest man alive. No. Okay.
Great Flash.
No.
That motherfucker. Those Monster Energy drinking Norman Reedus. What the fuck is going on in here?
Death Stranding.
Oh.
That's what it sounds like. You said Monster Energy drink, Doritos, and Norman Reedus on a game. Yep. Yep. We'll do that.
This nigga making money. He's about money now. He understands that capitalism runs this Western world.
And Death Stranded?
No, but he had Monster Energy drink in it.
Yeah, he's trying to get his bank now because this ain't for a game and this ain't to go to space.
He's making a watch.
Oh, yeah.
Because he already made glasses.
Oh, I've heard of this.
He's making a watch. Like, and that's all, okay, NASA technology. Because, you know, those James Bond, like, those watches, bro, you can really, like, deep dive watch. Those are real deal marine watches. Like, like, there's some dope watches.
Gotta get Rob Cobain on there. Japanese.
No, it is. This is gonna be some super space looting shit. Only 600.
And 100 will come with the looting mark. Okay.
The looting mask.
Looting like mask.
Hardman.
They ain't announced the price, but as of September 27th, they're only making 600.
Damn.
20 bands.
Yeah, I was about to say, bro, you did not read that NASA.
Well, it didn't tell me the movement in it.
I mean, you collaborating with NASA on the watch, and I know that you can buy. I know that you're gonna spend 20. I know niggas are spending six figure on Patek. Philippe's. So it ain't like niggas who. Movements. That's what I'm saying. It ain't like niggas who make watches. I mean, niggas who really like watches ain't gonna spend upwards of hundreds of dollars on watches. Right. So, if I'm working with NASA on the watch, I'm not trying to go for $1,000 watch. If I'm only making 600 of them, but I really want this to be like at least $50,000. I'm gonna say around 20K, but if this is a $50,000 watch, I won't be surprised.
I gotta see what movement's in. They'll tell me.
Now somebody be making some brand new shit.
Mm-hmm. They don't want you to know any specifics. Like, you see, they gave you a very broad description of it.
You'll find it on the 27th, mm-hmm. Thursday. I say, I'm going to send you this article. Just, there might be a link in it. But Thursday, go look on the site. Because I got to see the price on it. Now, if it ends up being like a $1,000 watch, I'm like, damn, bro. You know, that'd be that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you know, that's 600. But I'm just like, but if you can sell.
What's the other thing he made? What's the other thing he did? Fashion, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Hideo Kojima, he is known for making video games, but he'll partner with fashion designers and whatnot. He made some glasses, several different kinds of glasses.
There you go right there.
There it is right there. Okay. They showing you. I guess since it's so close to coming out, they're like, can't nobody mimic it this fast. Extravehicular. Creative.
Activity suit. Yeah, I think that's from this right here. Death Stranding.
Well, that's Ludens.
Oh, yeah, the mascot.
That's the mascot, yeah. Okay. So it's going to look like one of his panels. I get it. Space Ludens. That's it. That's nice. Ava Creative suit on the wrist.
Mm-hmm. That's the one with the mask. Oh, that's like the mask. Oh, but okay.
Mm-hmm. Die Hard, man.
Die Hard, man. Yeah. Oh, if I get that shit just for the mask, bro, I like that watch too. But I like to get that mask.
Might be an automatic movement one that's like a Seiko that don't.
Actually wearable.
Nah, I wouldn't doubt it at all.
No, I was talking about the what you call it?
Yeah, Japanese movement.
That's like a Seiko. So it'll be like in the. It won't be Tag Heuer. Yeah, they'll take
it. Sapiens deludens.
$20,000 watch.
I don't think so.
Shit.
How much were the glasses?
Expensive as shit.
Okay, so these.
Those are the other watches.
This watch is 15.
Yeah. So that shit is going to be expensive as shit. It's
going to be like 10. Says Japanese. Buy watches for real. Buy a fucking expensive ass Japanese. $20 racks, $30 racks. Shit gonna be a Swiss movement.
Yeah, it's probably gonna be about 2K.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably about 2K.
That I would say 10. There. I would say 10 being the most. Probably.
I mean, because that one's only 100. Made 50. So, and that one's.
$1,500.
Yeah, that was
$1,500.
So,
yeah, Anna Karan, I've heard of them before.
Fly ass fucking design. Or a fucking watch, like,
bitch,
don't do that. That's the best shit.
Yeah, I get that.
That is some, you know,
3D
ish.
They are, like, actual little.
That is fly as fuck.
Fly watch. I like this one, too. I really like this one.
Yeah, see, that's why I was thinking this is going to be an automatic. After wine.
Even the shirts. Look, the shirt is $100.
Probably Pima cotton. Nah, those watches probably be about.
Oh, that's a color. Oh, that's a color. Oh, damn, it's oil. And essential oil diffusers. Moon, Mars rocks. This watch right here hard.
Smells like Mars.
That watch.
Mars scent.
That's a NASA
watch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a nice t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Bird on it.
Look good and look smart, man.
That means mm-hmm. It'll resell pretty quickly, too.
Mm-hmm. That's
oh, what yeah. You know it's all aftermarket. All you gotta do is go to your
automatic broker. That's not even.
Damn. Okay, Anna Karan.
If that shit was a Swiss ass movement, that shit would be real expensive. That one is probably affordable.
Anna Karan, but okay. I mean, but that's, served. But yeah, I mean, if Anna Karan is, I mean, yeah, because Hideo gonna yeah. bust that down.
Hell yeah.
They were like, yeah, we're gonna bust that down in the middle because yeah, it's different.
600 watches for $1,500?
And everybody knows when his name is on something, they gonna buy it? Oh yeah.
I like that watch though. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I love watches.
Oh yeah, that'd be hard.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, this partnership with that, like, that shit be about like with Kanye West, man. Like that Yeezy Gap is still online.
Oh man, speaking of which, what was the
yeah, that shit wow.
What was the guy's name?
What?
No, the fashion designer and artist that he loved from Japan so much.
Talking about
I can't remember his name.
Murakami. Yeah, he just died. He died recently.
Murakami's alive.
No, he just died.
No, Tahishi Murakami's alive.
Yuzi Miyake died.
No.
I could have sworn I just saw.
I'm pretty sure.
Haruki Murakami.
The maker of Issey Miyake.
Nah, he's 73 years old. He's still alive and kicking.
Look at
the guy from Issey Miyake.
Hold on. Different Murakami. Hold on. Takashi Murakami, yeah. He's 60. Yeah, he's alive. He's alive and kicking. Okay. Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. What?
Sworn at that.
Oh no, nah, bro. He be making like his art.
It was the Issey Miyake is the guy that died. He died in August.
Miyake. Yeah, okay. Issey Miyake did die.
Fashion designer as well. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Cause I know the cologne.
Yeah, I have bought that cologne. Yeah, he did die. Rest in peace to him.
94. They live a long, frugal life.
From Hiroshima, of all places.
In a Kanye, there was this, how could I put this? Somebody made a video game about Kanye.
No, he has a video game coming out, and it's Grand Theft Auto style.
No, it is not. Talking about that Finding Yeezus game?
No, I'm talking about the shit that is Yeezy walking around doing shit like Grand Theft Auto. Like, there's a... Bro, I just seen this shit last week. There's a...
Ain't no way in the fuck. Yeezy game GTA I'm talking game. About... Game I'm talking about is... It's not his game. It's a game that was made about him. And there was, like, this whole... idea that the game was made for cult indoctrination. It was called Yeezy 3000 or Yeezy 3030 or something like that.
No, that's what you were talking about right there. Yeah.
3030, though. I heard about that. I just saw this the other day.
Get a video?
It's a walkthrough of the gap.
I saw some fucking footage somewhere. It was on Twitter, but I saw some footage. It was...
No, it just says there's a 56-second clip of it somewhere.
Hmm. Oh, it was a promo video.
No, there's an actual game that was made that's about to get an official release. And it's based on Kanye West. Like, yeah, Kanye West... cult game with Kane with.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, Finding Yeezus. That
absolutely, you're an Eagles fan.
Win a game before you talk to me with your bass in your voice, man.
One, there will always be bass in my voice. Number two.
Like, the game was called Kanye's Quest. And... it was like, yeah, like, you look it up. It's on YouTube. You can find people that...
No, you didn't see what I fucking did.
Yes. It's still not giving it to you,
they're
bro.
They're not, bro.
They're not giving it to you.
I had to clear your cookies.
I'm telling you.